The details aren't complete as county legislators work through the process, with public hearings expected soon. It's roughly the same process used in 2015 when the county moved to restrict vaping in vape shops over loud objections from the industry. Now, use by teens and even those younger is being seen as such a problem. Tighter restrictions are on the way. Part of it has been legislators seeing the vaping devices everywhere, in schools and on the job. Legislator John Brusso said recently he doesn't understand how vaping became so popular with young people.
There's more. We should be looking into the, you know, the flavorings and the actual marketing of the whole product. And how does a product that is designed to help adults quit smoking turn into a little flash drive looking item that a kid can have, an adolescent can have in school?
Roswell Park researchers and anti-smoking workers are seeing a boom in use of vaping. Some of it smokers trying to use the devices to quit. There is a skyrocketing use by young people of the devices in school and on the job. It isn't well understood, nor are the chemicals they're ingesting through the e-cigs, not all of which contain nicotine. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.